Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that there is yet another police officer who appears to be at least somehow implicated in the Tyree Nichols killing. This police officer, also with the Memphis Police Department, happens to be white. Is that deeply significant? There are a number of leading lights, including the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, former cop, former police lieutenant, who say that despite the fact that the five cops who actually did the beating were all black, that there is still the hint, and more than the hint, the reality of racism. And that's also a point that's made by Van Jones on CNN. We'll play you some of what Van Jones had to say. And what Eric Adams had to say. The sixth officer who has been suspended, he has not yet been charged or arrested, but he is suspended from duty. He has been relieved from duty, that is the exact wording, during the investigation of Tyree Nichols' death after a beating by police. His name is Officer Preston Hemphill. And the police department said that Hemphill was hired back in 2018. Part of what has been happening here in Memphis is apparently there's been a shortage of police officers. I think that's going to get much worse for the city of Memphis. And it is, according to most statistics, the city in the country with the highest number percentage of murders, of homicides. There were 300 homicides in Memphis last year, in a city of under 700,000, and in New York, a city of 8 million, there were about 500. So the rate of murder is about seven times as much in Memphis as in New York City. What does it all mean? And where do we go from here? And for those who have not watched the actual videotape, and the videotape is long, and it's horribly disturbing, and it's nightmarish, and there is no possible way to justify what these police officers did. But we will get to some of the deeper consequences. The unit within the Memphis Police, in which they were very proud members, all five of them, was called the Scorpions. And Scorpion here stands for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. It kind of works out as an acronym. It's kind of clever and to do all those letters and have them all fit. Okay, good for them. But the unit apparently has not been tremendously successful. This has disgraced the unit, despite the fact that they have made in the last 2 years some progress in terms of dealing with crime. And but however, the whole unit has been disbanded completely because it is so badly discredited. The Scorpion unit involved police officers in many cases who were driving unmarked cars in very troubled neighborhoods, and their job was to try to protect as many civilians as they could in the neighborhood, not to pull a civilian out of his car, even though now, as of today, there appears to be a consensus, at least on the part of the police officers who were recalling the original stop for reckless driving, that the reckless driving in which Tyree Nichols was actually involved, involved driving on the wrong side of the street. And it can be problematic. I mean, it can be very problematic. There's another oncoming car. In any event, the one thing that is tremendously a relief is that the protests all over the country, and yes, we had protests here in Seattle, they've had protests everywhere, they appear to have been constructive, peaceful, reasonable, and partially because the indictment of the five police officers and the actions of the entire establishment in law enforcement in Memphis and around the country has been, first of all, no attempt to try to justify the cruel and actually savage beating that was administered to Tyre Nichols after he had been stopped the first time, dragged out of his car. They were trying to handcuff him, and he broke away and then just ran. And it's haunting to watch him in the first video just running up the street because you know what's going to happen. I mean, this is spoiler alert. You're not going to get away. And again, if he had thought about it, and the one thing about running when you are in the process of being arrested for reckless driving, apparently, by police officers, the one thing was they had his car. They had pulled him out of his car. Now, presumably, the car is matched to a registration. They can find out who he is immediately. Other people have asked the question, well, given the nature of this Scorpion operation, is it possible that they knew Nichols, that they knew who he was? It seems unlikely because he didn't have, at least nothing that has been released yet or involved yet, he didn't have a criminal record at all. One thing that people need to understand is I've actually had someone express to me last night the sense of relief that even after the video was released and anyone who wanted to see it could see it, and it lasts about an hour, and there are actually four different videos. It was all edited, by the way, by the Memphis Police Department. But I can't imagine it is so... I can't imagine that they edited out any brutal parts because the brutal parts were very much there. But that people were very worried about violence. The mother of Tyre Nichols was very constructive in begging the country not to have a violent reaction to her son's death. That's not the way to honor his memory, etc. All of that seemed to work. There did not appear to be anything destructive or nightmarish. But then again, I just remind people of the Rodney King situation, because the riots then that were devastating and went on and on and on and involved death and the destruction of businesses and literally billions of dollars, some people say tens of billions of dollars worth of damage, that only occurred after the trial. The first trial for the Rodney King officers, they were acquitted. And they were acquitted on the basis that Rodney King fought back, and he was a big guy. And he had been speeding at speeds up to 100 miles an hour. So, and it turns out he had something of a criminal record. That doesn't make his beating justified in any way, but it's different. And the angry, violent, volatile reaction only came after the first trial. He was later put on trial again for federal civil rights violations, this time in federal court, and the officers were convicted and served time. We'll have more about this idea that this is still a product of racism, and that racism is so deep, allegedly, in the United States, so profound, so all-powerful, that it infects black people as well as white people. And black racism, at least according to that theory, is not any hatred of white people or any other group of white people. It's self-hatred, which is instilled by centuries of oppression. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Michael Medved show, there is anger just expressed this morning by some of the legal representatives, including Ben Crump, who have worked with the Nichols family, the Tyree Nichols family, about the fact that the sixth cop who has been suspended, the sixth cop is not necessarily going to be prosecuted. He is not necessarily going to be fired. They make very clear in a piece in the Washington Post that just was posted that he's been relieved of duty during the investigation of Tyre Nichols' death after a beating by police. Hempel, and they say a white man, and by the way, apparently, and now I know, I didn't know before, it is the Washington Post style when you say a white man and race to capitalize white, just like you capitalize black. Hempel, a white man, was relieved of duty at the same time as the other five officers charged in the incident, said Kim Elder, a spokesman for the Memphis police. Hempel has not been charged, however. Hempel's attorney, Lee Gerald, confirmed in a statement that his client was a third officer at the initial stop, and the first video was from his body camera. As per departmental regulations, Officer Hempel activated his body cam, his lawyer said. He was never present at the second scene. That's the one where there were five punches directly into the face and hitting with a baton and kicking and a real brutality that killed him. As per departmental regulations, Officer Hempel activated his body cam. He was never present at the second scene. He is cooperating with officials in this investigation. Hempel's body camera captures part of the initial confrontation with Nichols. In the video, Hempel can be seen using a taser on him. Later, a voice on the body cam that seems to be Hempel says, "I hope they stomp his beep." And that is after Nichols pushed free of the police who were trying to handcuff him and ran away, ran down the street. There is no video footage of the traffic stop because the officer who stopped Nichols was driving an unmarked car that was not equipped with dashboard cameras, said Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis. She is the first black female police chief in Memphis history. The police investigation has not been able to confirm Nichols' alleged traffic violation. The officers claim he was driving on the wrong side of the road. Okay, what about racism and its involvement with this horrific crime, which could well be adjudged murder? I think they have the evidence. There's material in the context of what happened, actually. We don't know yet. But look, let's at least say that there was very high bail put for all of these officers who were charged with murder and kidnapping and oppression. And this is a Van Jones thinking about the black officers who have been charged and are facing murder trials in this Tyre Nichols case. Listen.
Black people are at risk from police no matter what color. Black, white, brown, you talk to African Americans, they'll tell you, it doesn't matter. There's this pervasive view from law enforcement that if you're black, you're dangerous. And I think some people think, oh, well, it's a white police officer going after a black person, you understand the racial implications. The problem is, there are whole neighborhoods that in many cities are just considered by police departments kind of war zones, and anything goes there. And so I think we have to have a more nuanced view of what's going on to root out a racism. It's not just about having black cops or white cops or brown cops. It's about having cops that are trained to respect everyone and who are disciplined and punished when they don't. And when you don't have that in place, black people are at risk no matter the color of the police officer.
Okay. Look, I think what he's saying is undeniably true. Except when he talks about certain neighborhoods that are a war zone, it's not the police who make them a war zone. The police are sent there to try to alleviate that situation, to try to protect the ordinary people and the law-abiding people who live in every neighborhood, and they're present in every neighborhood, and sometimes their lives are embittered, ended, and painfully disrupted by the fact that there is no law and order. And I think it's interesting when he talks about war zones and the name of the organization that these cops were members of. The unit was called the Scorpion Unit, which is Street Crimes Operation in
to restore peace in our neighborhoods. And again, in a city like Memphis, which is overwhelming majority black, a majority of the police officers are black, the idea that a city like that, with one of the worst murder rates in the country, that basically it's the problem that their core problem is police oppression. Obviously, that is what has happened here. But there's a piece in the New York Times that actually talks about Memphis wasn't perfect, but it backed its police. And generally, they were talking about all of these civil rights leaders and other spokespeople for the black community in Memphis who were very supportive of the police department and very supportive even of this Scorpion unit. They write in the New York Times that Memphis, a predominantly black city, has a long tradition of black police chiefs. And in a city with one of the highest homicide rates in the nation, the police have a deep reservoir of respect. Police footage of the fatal beating, described by the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation as absolutely appalling, was released Friday evening. The city was bracing for protests. They bring up that Mr. Nichols ran from the police after being pulled over for a traffic stop. While it is not uncommon following a chase for officers to punch or kick someone after catching them, the violence that ensued once officers caught Mr. Nichols was so shocking that Memphians said one needed to go back to 1971 to find a precedent. The five officers who were indicted on second-degree murder charges on Thursday had been assigned to a new unit with an acronym that emphasized subdual. Scorpion, it stands for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. Commissioned in late 2021, the roughly 40-person unit was modeled after the aggressive anti-crime agendas that in many big cities patrol neighborhoods deemed to be high in crime in unmarked cars. Is there any chance that Tyree Nichols didn't realize these were cops? Well, they were wearing big sweatshirts, said police. We will be right back with more on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A sixth officer is under investigation for his alleged role in the events leading up to Tyree Nichols' death in Memphis. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office appears to be nearing a decision about whether to charge former President Trump over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. President Biden is in Baltimore today talking about replacing one of the oldest tunnels in the Amtrak rail system. Priscilla Presley is contesting the authenticity of Lisa Marie Presley's will a week after she was laid to rest. Lisa Marie reportedly took Priscilla out of the will and left her daughter Riley as her successor. Children in school during the beginning of the COVID pandemic are losing out on about a third of what they would have learned. The study in the journal Nature Human Behavior indicates there are long-term consequences left by COVID despite new tools like effective vaccines. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in other news, President Trump hit the road for the first time since announcing his candidacy. He spoke to small crowds. Intentionally small. It wasn't that he couldn't draw a crowd. I'm sure he could get thousands of people for a rally if he wanted. But he spoke in both New Hampshire and South Carolina, both crucial early primary states. We will get to that and the latest, the idea that Trump may actually not be helped by the fact that he's been invited to return to Facebook and to Instagram. Mayor Eric Adams of New York, I mentioned he has a deep background and a really heroic background as a very effective leading cop in the nation's leading police force, leading because it's the biggest police force and the most formidable, and they actually have done a good job over the last 30 years at ending the idea of New York being the crime capital of the country. It isn't anymore. And Mayor Eric Adams, former police lieutenant, agrees with Van Jones, who, of course, was a part of the Obama administration. He was an advisor on environmental issues. He's also has a distinguished legal background. He's a commentator now for CNN. Mayor Adams agrees with Van Jones that the fact that the officers who actually did the beating against Tyre Nichols, that those officers may have been motivated and driven by racism, despite the fact that they're black. Listen.
Let me ask you, the Chief CJ Davis, in my interview with her, she said that all the officers being black, it takes race off the table. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I think that I understand what the chief was saying, and I think she really handled this situation in a very professional way. She moved swiftly. She ensured that those officers were removed from the department. She took all the necessary steps. But I think race is still on the table. When a culture of policing historically has treated those from different groups differently, even when the individuals are from that same group, that culture can still exist. And we have to zero in on it, being honest about it, and making sure that we properly train police for the realities of the cities that they are policing in.
Okay. Can everybody agree with that? Of course. Police should be trained about how to deal with any suspect without murderous intent. And the idea that that somehow this is inconceivable if the suspect, and yes, he was a suspect, he had been, according to the police accounts, driving recklessly, but if the suspect had been white, is it really inconceivable that if he actually ran away successfully, broke away, and then they chased him down, and they finally caught up with him the second time, is it inconceivable they would beat a white guy as brutally? Okay, let me stipulate, I think it is less likely. But to say that it is inconceivable or impossible, as Van Jones seems to do in his op-ed that he did for CNN, what he writes about is, he says, how do we explain Nichols' horrific killing, allegedly at the hands of police who looked like him? From the King beating to the murder nearly 3 years ago of George Floyd, American society is often focused on the race of the officers, so often white as a factor in their deplorable acts of violence. But the narrative, white cop kills unarmed black man, should never have been the sole lens through which we attempted to understand police abuse and misconduct. It's time to move to a more nuanced discussion of the way police violence endangers black lives. One of the sad facts about anti-black racism is that black people ourselves, he writes, are not immune to its pernicious effects. Society's message that black people are inferior, unworthy, and dangerous is pervasive. Over many decades, numerous experiments have shown that these ideas can infiltrate black minds as well as white. Self-hatred is a real thing. That's why a black store owner might regard customers of his same race with suspicion, while treating his white patrons with deference. Black people can harbor anti-black sentiments and can act on those feelings in harmful ways. For that black store owner that he conjures up here, is it necessarily an expression of racism if he notices that that black people are overrepresented among shoplifters that he has to deal with? And again, that doesn't mean that he should judge people by skin color, but would he be particularly more watchful, more wary? And to talk about that kind of watchfulness or wariness in the same standard, the same context as the beating and the death and the murder that these officers are charged with is just a truly a big leap that seems to me tremendously unfair. The cops of all colors, he writes, including black police officers, internalize those messages and sometimes act on them. In fact, in black neighborhoods, the phenomenon of brutal black cops singling out young black men for abuse is nothing new. Back in 1989, the rap group NWA, that stands for N-Words with Attitude. No, it really does. Highlighted the problem in a classic hip-hop anthem in which Ice Cube rapped, "But don't let it be a black and white cop, 'cause they'll slam ya down to the street."
black police showing out for the white cop. When it comes to the police violence, race does matter, but possibly not the way you think. At the end of the day, it is the race of the victim who is brutalized, not the race of the violent cop, that is most relevant in determining whether racial bias is a factor in police violence. This brings me back to something which I have personal experience, and I'll share it with you, is that literally 50 years ago, I was part of a project under a federal grant. I was actually the advertising creative director for an advertising project that was federally funded to try to get more black recruits for the police departments in San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, and Richmond, California. I was living there at the time. I had just gotten a tentative position with a black-owned advertising agency that I was working for, and the idea was, and people believed this so firmly in the 1970s, the idea was that if you could hire more black cops, a lot of the problems with policing would be improved. It would mean that the cops would be more sympathetic to the black neighborhoods they were being asked to protect and to defend. And it would also mean that the people who lived in those neighborhoods who interacted with the police would be more trusting, because they would see police officers who, at least it was suspected, did not have deep-seated racist attitudes. Is it possible that an influx of black officers is one of the reasons that starting in the late 80s, crime began to go down in many big cities? Sure, I think that was a contributing factor. But the idea that the race of the officers that you were hiring, that race by itself made all the difference, is, it seems to me, an indefensible attitude. We'll be right back. What did the black officers on the beat have to say? We'll talk about it.
Daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, talking about why it was that the dream that was really part of Dr. King's dream, it had been inspired by him, and he was somebody who also believed that the idea of opening up hiring of police officers to more people of color, to more black people, would actually help some of the big cities that certainly in the late 1960s and early 1970s, which is a period that I'm talking about my personal reminiscences, there was a tremendous explosion in crime, and a lot of it was centered in the inner city. And there was a belief that black police officers and police officials could make a real difference in bringing down the rates of crime and violence and distrust. And Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States, he was twice Attorney General, not just for Trump, but for the first President Bush. He writes that studies have repeatedly shown that most predatory crime is committed by a small, hardcore group of habitual offenders. They are a tiny fraction of the population. He estimates 1%. But they are responsible for between half and two-thirds of predatory violent crime. Each of these offenders can be expected to commit scores, even hundreds of crimes a year, frequently while on bail, probation, or parole. The only time they aren't committing crimes is when they're in prison. For this group, the likelihood of reoffending usually doesn't recede until they reach their late 30s. The only way to reduce violent crime appreciably is to keep this cohort off the streets. We know with certainty that for each of these criminals held in prison, there are hundreds of people who aren't being victimized. This incapacitation, he writes, requires laws like those in the federal system that allow judges to detain repeat offenders before trial when they pose a danger to the community and that impose tough sentences on repeat violent offenders. He continues saying that history shows that this strategy works. Before 1960, violent crime in the U.S. was modest and stable. In the early 60s, however, liberal reformers pushed to turn state justice systems into revolving doors, with violent offenders quickly released on parole or probation. Predictably, violent crime exploded, going from 160 crimes per 100,000 population to, in 1960, to 758 per 100,000 in 1991. Isn't that remarkable when you actually look at that? And it was in that atmosphere that the Congress of the United States voted to create the LEAA, the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, to help provide federal money to cities that were facing real crime problems. And part of what they wanted to do with that federal money is make sure that they had a more representative police department, that it wasn't all black people trying to patrol, all white people trying to patrol black neighborhoods. I was a kid at the time. I just graduated from college. I had then started law school. I took a leave of absence. It was not officially dropping out, but it was a leave of absence to work in political campaigns. And then after that, I got this job with basically working with a group of other people to create ads for television, for billboards, for radio, that would solicit and bring in more black people to serve as police officers in San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, and Richmond, California. Part of my job, as I saw it, was to actually get to know some of the black cops who had served for years, who were proud of being police officers. And I did ride-alongs on several occasions, had shared meals with these folks and got to know them. I got to know a particular cop very, very well, who was just one of the most remarkable and wonderful people I'd ever met. And he didn't change my view of black people. I was already, I'd done summer programs teaching at inner-city kids in high school programs that were that were free for gifted inner city. Okay. I'd done that. My opinion of black people didn't change, but my opinion of cops really did. This is one of those experiences for me that pushed me over to the conservative side of things. And I remember that Harold, and that was the real name of the guy that I'm talking about, used to say that, you know, everybody in the country acts like there's just two races. You're either black or you're white. He said, but you know, when you do this job for a while, there's a third race, which is blue, which is you're together with people to whom you are very, very much attached, who are your brothers. And your brothers sometimes facing very dangerous situations, and they all do. And he said another thing, and I remember this, and it just struck me as so crucial in terms of providing insight. He said, look, when you ride around in the middle of the night and you're driving around Oakland and it's pretty clear to you that the world is divided up into two tribes of people. There's citizens. And there's, and he used an impolite word for people's rear ends. It starts with A. And it has an, it's an AH word. And he said, look, and we have to, our job is to keep the citizens who are trying to take care of their kids and feed a family and make a house and to be decent, to keep them safe from the A words in this world. And the A words come in all different racial categories. But is there a certain hostility that builds up if you are working at a job where you see very regularly the absolute worst of human depravity? I mean, imagine you're coming into a situation where there's a domestic dispute. And it's domestic disputes occasionally. I know. It's like 10% of domestic disputes. There's a woman who's abusive. But mostly it's a husband who's abusive. And again, if you're a police officer, you're putting your life on the line and constantly and again and again. And I do think it's one of the reasons that the country has been very slow, but it's changed profoundly since George Floyd. And this is something that I am shocked that the five officers who have now been indicted for second-degree murder, that they didn't realize, is that after the George Floyd summer of 2020, it's so very obvious that if you do something like these officers unquestionably did, it's on tape, there are going to be consequences. It's going to ruin your life. It could end up with your spending a great deal of your life in prison. And the idea that basic realization didn't stop or restrain these police officers, I don't know how much more clear you can make it than they have made it in Memphis and that the country has made it in this reaction. But there's another reaction, too, which is to help cut down the number of horrible incidents like this. There has to be a much more public effort to make it clear to people that if you have an encounter with an officer, particularly a traffic encounter or something minor or trivial, that basically if you run away, if you push back, if you try to grab somebody's taser that is being used against you, it's not going to end well. It's going to end tragically. And that is not to blame the victim here. Everything that we have learned about Tyre Nichols, he appears to have been a lovely guy, peaceful. There's no criminal record that anyone has exposed at all. And a father of a four-year-old. Okay. But the recognition being that this kind of encounter that happens every day, every part of the country, that there needs to be some mutual recognition of things that are blindingly obvious based on recent history, that, it seems to me, is crucially important in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.